Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Oh yeah, winter has loosened its icy grip, and some days are actually warm. That means we can start dining outside and enjoying some wonderful views to go along with our meals. And here to offer some suggestions of where we can find restaurants offering outstanding sights is Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save a Voir section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Hey there. Okay, why don't you start us off with a restaurant that is taking full advantage of the outdoors this year?
That would be Ariel's restaurant in Brookfield, which is really a gem. The whole little village is a gem. You can't get there unless you want to be there. And that includes 5 roads of dirt ride driving if you're coming from the north. And you arrive at this just little village that's on Sunset Lake. Ariel's is in a Victorian house that the owners live in and have their little restaurant. And first of all, the setting, you can eat, and one of the rooms is a porch, and it looks out over the lake and the floating bridge. And they're going to start, when the weather gets even warmer, having outdoor meals under a tent. And these sound wonderful. Lee Duberman, the chef owner, was telling me she'll be making tortas, warm sandwiches, pozoles, which are stews and soups with hominy in them, and a special every week. This weekend it will be enchiladas with mole.
And we should mention that after all these years, the floating bridge is back.
The bridge was rebuilt. She described the part you can walk on as like a boardwalk. It's bigger. It was pretty funky. I don't know if this is just, you know, I'm making this up, sort of walking along it and getting wet, you know, sort of my feet sinking. But I think you can stay dry and walk on it. And there's a big bridge festival May 23rd and May 24th. And you can eat Mexican food, walk around the little village, swim if you feel like swimming in chilly water, and really be in a spectacular spot.
Okay, what about some place that would be great for breakfast or brunch with a great view?
Well, you can't beat Shelburne Farms for that in Shelburne, which is this former Vanderbilt estate, 1,400 acres on Lake Champlain with just grand gardens and beautiful setting. But breakfast and brunch there can be really quite casual. And, you know, you can go in blue jeans and flip-flops. It's fine. And you can sit there and imagine that you're living in some other time or right now and eat eggs from the chickens that you've seen in the barnyard, and wonderful food, and really just, you know, sitting there looking at the Adirondacks in this grand spot.
And while we're talking about lake views, any other great lake views of note?
The Basin Harbor Club in Vergennes, which many people, I think that you have to stay there to eat there, and that's not the case. There's a variety of dining options, and one that's really neat is Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights in the summer, where you eat dockside, right outside. And there's a menu that varies, but it's buffet style, all you can eat. And Tuesdays, there's games set up for kids, and they have things like smoked Vermont pork ribs, baked bluefish, falafel, potato salad, apple and beet salad, neat array of stuff. And it's a little cove, and it's absolutely lovely.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Save a Voir section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing restaurants that offer wonderful sights. Sally, where can we go when we want to dine and people watch?
Church Street in Burlington, I think, is the prime spot for that. And you can get anything you want to eat there, really. There's Asian food, there's pizza, there's bistros, there's sandwiches. I think the number one, the sort of coveted spot might be Lunig's, which is the main intersection. And with the Vermont City Marathon coming up, people pay, I think, $50 to reserve a spot outside on their patio, eat brunch, and watch the runners. And it's really exciting. As many times as we've seen the marathon, when you see the first runners who've already broken away, you know, coming down Church Street as if they're walking to the park, it's really something.
And any other places to suggest?
Well, we put a posting on Facebook at the Free Press and asked people where they like to eat outside. Many people said Splash at the waterfront. It's very casual. It's right down there. And, you know, it's a great place for beer and fries. And Hen of the Wood Waterbury, which is just, it's an old grist mill. And there's an outdoor sort of deck patio with the river going right by. And it really, in warm weather, it's a place that you sort of can't replicate. You can only be there and do it once.
It is stunning. Okay, what if we want to enjoy some spectacular views while eating, but not necessarily going to a restaurant?
Yeah, there's several ways to do that. One of my favorites that I actually try to do every year is to get a sandwich. Well, you can make your own sandwich, but you could also go to the Warren store, which has great food, a deli counter in back with salads, pickles, sandwiches, specials, and get a sandwich there, a bag of chips, and drive up Lincoln Gap to the trail up Mount Abe and walk. It's not even that far. It's 2.5 miles, maybe 3 miles on the long trail, and eat at the top with absolutely stunning views. It's a 360-degree open summit, Mount Abe. Another is in the Northeast Kingdom in the town of Greensboro. There's this Highland Lodge, which is on the lake, on Caspian Lake, on sort of a hillside. And you can now rent rooms there, or little cottages, and make use of the kitchen facilities. Use their kitchen and cook for your friends, your family, yourself. And it's beautiful. There's a porch you can eat on. There's grills down by on the beach, down by the waterfront. And the array of food available in Greensboro is, in the words of Matteo Keeler, who's a cheesemaker there, it's a vortex of quality. And that includes the best cheese in the world, the best beer in the world, and I would say the best general store in the world, which is Willie's, where you can buy whatever you want, you know, fishing tackle, sneakers, freshly picked strawberries. And they also have what might be the most coveted item on their hardware counter, a map, the old-fashioned kind, hand-drawn, to Hill Farmstead Brewery.
Oh,
so you can get everything at Willie's, including directions to the best brewery in the world, and you can make food and eat it on the beach, in a boat, on the porch at a Highland Lodge.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. Let's go outside and eat.